Topic 1. The economic activity and the economic systems. Economics and scarcity. Economics definition. It's a science that studies the human behavior as the relation between the purpose and the limited means that have alternative applications. The scarcity implies that there are not enough resources to produce enough to cover all the needs. The scarcity also implies that all the society's objectives cannot be met at the same time, so it must follow a priority politics. Utility. The scarcity concept is applicated to everything useful. And useful means everything that has capacity to satisfy humans' needs. Human societies have developed the politics to decide the priorities and the way to satisfy them. Observation of the social relations is economic content. The economic agents. Economic agents definition. They're the persons or groups who make an economic activity. Economic agents types. Households. They make the decisions about what to consume and they have the most of the production's factors. Firms. They make the decisions about the production and the distribution. Public sector. It's formed by the different civil services. It takes part in the economy in three ways. By making laws that regulate the way that the other economic agents act when they go to the market. By redistributing the incomes. By offering, at a lower price or for free, goods and services that the society thinks that it must be able to receive all the population. The need for choice and the recognition of the opportunity cost of a decision. The opportunity cost. Definition. It's what an agent loses when he makes a decision. Cannon's butter. When the individuals group together in societies, they face different types of dilemmas. The classical is the dilemma between the cannons and the butter. The more we spend in national security to protect our coasts from the foreign aggressors, cannons. The less we'll spend in personal goods to improve the standard of living in our country. Butter. Pollution incomes. In the modern society, the dilemma between a clean environment and a high income level is also important. The legislation that forces the firms to reduce the pollution raises the cost to produce goods and services. Higher costs can create lower company profits, lower salaries, higher prices or all the three things at the same time. The Production Possibility Frontier, PPF. Definition. It's the group of productive factors or technologies combinations that reach the highest production. It reflects the highest good and services announced that a society can produce in a fixed time period and with one's production factors and one's given technological knowledge. Situations that can be given in a country's productive structure. Inefficient productive structure. To be under the PPF signifies that either not all the resources are used, idle resources, or the technology isn't adequate. Technology can improve. A country with a rate of unemployment above 5% will always itself find in this productive structure because there is unused available labor. Efficient productive structure. It's located in the frontier or very near to it. There are no idle resources and the best technology is utilized. Unattainable productive structure. It's located over the possibilities production. It's theoretical because no country can produce more than is possible. PPF's shape is concave and decreasing. This shape is due to two reasons. Decreasing. In order to produce more of one good, it is necessary to produce less of another. Concave. It is displaceable. This is, the unattainable points can be reached. This displacement can be due to technological improvements, an increase in capital, an increase of workers or the discovery of new natural resources. Exchange relations and historical development. Barter or exchange. Definition. To buy or to sell by using a product or service instead of money as an exchange money, that is, to buy or to sell without use cash money. Origins. Its beginnings go back to the first sedentary communities of human beings. These settlers knew agriculture and shepherding, they lived longer than their nomadic ancestors and they enjoyed better security. In addition, the first jobs, like pottery or metalworking, started to develop. Appearance of coins. New products brought new needs that were impossible to satisfy in an autocratic society. Therefore, bartering began with the need to exchange what is owned for what is needed. Although, on occasion, many intermediary exchanges were necessary to satisfy needs. That, combined with the growth of settlements and expansion of commercial networks, facilitated the appearance of the concept of coins, which, initially, were sacks of salt. Disappearance of barter. In spite of everything, bartering didn't disappear with the arrival of the coins. Ancient Egypt, the monetary and exchange systems lived together throughout history. The Phoenicians used it as the basis of their commercial system, and the native people of Latin America also exchanged their products in markets. Money. Explanation for the appearance of money. When the exchange is frequent, the barter systems quickly find the need to have some goods with monetary properties. That greatly facilitates trade and the permanency of the families in an area, building the location's wealth and demographic growth and giving way to the free trade's natural process and the economy's development. Good money. Civilizations have adopted several goods as money, gold, silver, other metals or minerals, wheat, bars of tea in China, etc. First money in the West. The first historical signs that we have of money shaped as a coin in the West are those of the Phoenicians. Intrinsic value. The money in that phase had an intrinsic value. The gold and silver in themselves had a value, and so they were exchanged. However, today, money only has a value as an exchange instrument. The paper from which a note is composed does not have value. Money's issue. The states started to issue notes and coins that gave right to the bearer to exchange them for gold or silver from the country's reserves. Development of supportive paper money. By the 18th and 19th centuries, many countries had a bimetallic standard, based in gold and silver. Between 1870 and the First World War, the gold standard was mainly adopted. Any citizen could convert the paper money into an equivalent amount of gold. Between world wars, countries tried to return to the gold standard. But the economic situation and the crisis of 1929 ended the ability for an individual to convert notes to gold. By the end of the Second World War, the Allies established a new financial system in the Bretton Woods Agreements. Here it was established that all the currencies would be converted in U.S. dollars and only the U.S. dollar would be convertible in gold bars at $35 per ounce. For the foreign governments, by 1971, the USA's expansive fiscal politics, motivated mainly by the military expenditure in Vietnam, caused the abundance of dollars, which created doubts about its convertibility to gold. As a result, the European central banks tried to convert their dollar reserves to gold, creating an unsustainable situation for the USA. Due to this, in December of 1971, the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, suspended on his own the dollar conversion to gold and devalued the dollar by 10%. By 1973, the dollar is devalued another 10% until, finally, the dollar conversion to gold was finished. From 1973 until today, the money that we use today has a value in the subjective belief that it will be accepted by the rest of the inhabitants of a country, or economical area, as a type of exchange. The monetary authorities and the central banks don't try to defend any particular level of exchange rate. But they take part in the exchange market to calm the short-term speculative fluctuations, with the objective of maintaining its short-term the price's stability and avoiding situations like hyperinflation that destroy the value of money, leading to less of trust or deflation. The economic systems. Fundamental characteristics, evaluation and comparison, and illusion economics peculiarities. Capitalism, it emerged in Europe by the 16th century. Characteristics. Capital overwork. Capital dominates overwork as an element of production and creator of wealth. Priority of the profit. The profit is fixed in economic action so that capital accumulates. Private ownership. The ownership of the means of production is private. Economy determined by the free market. The distribution, production and prices of goods and services are usually determined by some type of free market. Free enterprise exists. Non-intervention. The state doesn't take part. Liberalism and neoliberalism. The political doctrine that historically has led the defense and implementation of this economic and political system has been economic and classic liberalism, whose founding fathers are considered to be John Locke, Juan de Mariana, Adam Smith and Benjamin Franklin. Liberal classical thinking in economics holds that the government's role must be reduced as much as possible. It must only look after the legal code that will guarantee the respect of private property, the defense of what are called negative freedoms. The civil and political rights that depend on the resources obtained for private means, the domestic and external securities controlled by means of the armed forces and the police, and possibly the establishment of politics that were considered indispensable for a functioning market. Because a greater presence of the state in the economy will disturb how it works. The most prominent contemporary representative scholars are Ludwig von Mises and Friedrich Hayek for the Austrian School of Economics. George Stigler and Milton Friedman for the Chicago School of Economics. Both are in the controversial categorization of neoliberalism. Other tendencies. There are other tendencies in the economical thinking that assign different functions to the state. John Maynard Keynes holds that the state can increase the effective demand by avoiding the cyclical crisis. The centralized planning economy. State organization. The production factors are in the hands of the state, who is the only important economic agent. The market doesn't assign the resources, because it's handled by the state. These manipulations are made with multi-annual economic plans, 5-year plans, which explains in great detail the supply, production methods, wages, infrastructure investment, Main problems. Forecast mistakes. The market didn't send signals because this didn't exist. False market. Without signals, the planners didn't always get right in their forecasts, and that caused a lack of adaptation to the reality and a scarce reaction capacity. Scarce motivation. Because the wages and the prices were fixed by the state, the firms needn't be competitive, and the workers were unmotivated, because they earned the same if they did their work well or badly. Excessive bureaucracy. The planning needed a huge bureaucracy at the service of the state, so the decisions and the reaction capacity were slower. History. Appearance and expansion. The system, inspired by Marxist theory, appeared in Russia Soviet Federal Socialist Republic after the First World War. Due to the state of emergency and the war economy for the war against the White Army and the Triple Entente during the Russian Civil War, which happened in the first months after the October Revolution and the appearance of the first Soviet republics, got worse with Stalin and his followers, when the Soviet Union was born, with the so-called one-country politics. Models that were extended after the Second World War for all the East Europe and many Asian countries, under the Soviet Union and the Comintern. Although at the beginning was more productive than the capitalism, soon the firms stopped being productive and the state became continuously in debt to maintain the full employment. As well, in the case of the USSR, it had to assign a huge amount of its budget to maintain the army and the war technology in its Cold War with the USA. Self-destruction. Finally, at the end of the 20th century, the USSR fell down with its economic system, and nowadays Russia and the East countries go toward a market economy. China is looking for a balance. Cuba is trying to defend the centralized economic system by making some reforms or concessions in strategic sectors, like tourism, to the market economy prevailing abroad. Actually, only North Korea follows a centralized economic model, almost without reforms of capitalist type or another type. Mixed economy. In reality, no country with a totally market or centralized economy exists, but more or less a combination of both in increasing or decreasing degree. And illusion economy peculiarities. The Andalusian economy, like the Spanish economy, has a mixed economic system with a lot of importance placed on the market economy.